You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. And on this Wednesday morning, it is the 26th day of AUKUS. Good morning. Thanks for being with us here. We do appreciate it. Taking a look at what's been happening in Chicago as the trade resumed at 8:30 this morning. Corn futures are down 0.75 cents at $3.64.5. In the September contract, December 3.76, that's down about a penny for the morning. March futures are down 1 at 3.87. July down a penny and a quarter, 397. December, 0.5 cent lower. Of next year, that's at 396.5. Soybeans are at $8.85. They're down 9.25. November beans down 8.25 at 869.5. And the January futures for the morning down 8.25 as well. March futures down 8.25. And next year's November soybeans are currently trading in their contract at 863, they're down 9.25 for the morning. Bean meal futures are off 230. Bean oil for the day, down 53 cents. Wheat futures are down 4 cents at 491 in the September. And the July, down 3.25 at 508.25. July of next year, down 2.25 at 520.75 for the hard red winter wheat. Live cattle futures in Chicago for the August contract, down 15 cents at 143.52.5. October down 75 at 140.95. And the August feeders are up a nickel at 210.95. The September at 198.70. That's down 70 cents. Lean hogs for the morning, 12.5 cents lower at 67.37.5. In the October, December down 67.5 at 62.80. Better check some of the other things. Crude oil has been playing with the market just a bit. It is now down 46 cents at $38.83. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average is about 180 points higher at 15,902. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers is Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Tell me about the current trade in the marketplace, your expectations, and what you've been watching with most interest this week. Is it China or other things?
Well, it's certainly, China's number one, of course, and the fact that they came in yesterday, made a rate cut, their fifth rate cut already of this year, in an effort to try and slow things down. I'm not sure it's really working as well as they'd like to see it work. You and I talked last week about some of the trading that's going on in their particular market. And, you can understand why it's concerning. A year ago in May, well, actually closer to June, they hit a high of 51.78 on the Shanghai Index. Today it stands at 29.27. It's had a low of 21.93. We've dropped from 4,000 to where we are just since July of this year. And so it's concerning. I mean, what it's starting to do is it's starting to bring to light what a lot of us have said for a long time, that economy is being pumped up and artificially being made to look stronger than what it really is. And so, why is it causing problems everywhere else? Well, because China takes 45% of the world copper. That's huge. So, you looked at London overnight, the copper market is down, everybody's down because they're afraid. They use almost 70% of the world beans. How can you not be afraid? And so I think what we're really seeing here is we're seeing a lot of traders pulling in their wings. You're seeing hedge fund portfolios being readjusted. So I guess I'd have to say this reminds me a great deal of when your index funds are rebalancing at the end of the year, except maybe more to an extreme. And so we just did get the EIA crude oil stocks come out, and it actually showed the stocks being down well below a lot more, 5.4 million, which was much more than what the trade was guessing they were going to build. But the interesting part is, I think I've told you this. I had an oil trader who basically mentored me when I first started in this 18 years ago, and he said, one thing you have to remember when you're looking at crude or any of the energy stocks, they lie, they lie, they lie. And when you looked at imports, there were hardly any imports this week whatsoever. So there may be a lot of boats sitting out on the ocean that just weren't counted, and then next week we'll get kicked again. But it seems to have stabilized crude a little bit. The dollar itself was down. Now it's coming back a bit. And I guess, the key today, Todd, is probably going to be the Dow Jones, and can we finish out the day positive rather than like yesterday? I think it was 442 points difference from the high to the low. Will we again see it just be a day trading type situation where all of a sudden, you know, we find ourselves back in negative territory again? But it is definitely China. And then secondary would be Argentina, because, you know, Argentina is heading toward an election in October, which has a huge, has huge implications for us in the bean market. And, you know, their primary candidates are saying they're all going to cut export tax rates. And we know that they've been sitting on immense amounts of corn and beans down there, just waiting for that to happen. So there's lots to be following.
What do you hear from farmers about the crops in their fields at this time? Have they been getting better? Are they feeling better about the total yield? Are they feeling more like USDA or pro farmers' numbers might be closer? Have you been talking to them much about production?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think that we have to recognize the constraints of pro farmer and the constraints of the USDA are the same. They can only go to certain places, okay? They only go a certain area. I think I personally felt that pro farmer was maybe closer to real. I was surprised to see USDA come in at 168.8. And yet, you know, the wild card here is how many acres did we lose? Okay, we could come in at 168.8 if we have a bigger contraction of acres. You know, anytime you take out the 0 acres, you're going to raise your yield. And they know some of that, and we don't know all of that just yet. So when you want to compare numbers, it's extremely hard to do. When you talk to farmers, I can tell you this much. I just to give you a way out example, I have a fellow out in Maryland I was just talking to right before you called, and he said we need to up our coverage, Jackie, because his normal production in a year is 60,000. It's going to be 100,000 this year. And so, you know, all of that kind of gets left in the dust. Nobody thinks about anything outside. To me, right. To me, we have to look at the whole United States as being a crop production area, not just Illinois, not just Indiana. And I think the other side of the coin is, and it's a concern, you know, my heart breaks for those guys out there that are in the awful areas. There's no question about that. But we know that in Indiana and in Ohio, Indiana, a lot of the corn goes to ethanol. But in Ohio, a lot of that corn goes to the east, into the hogs, into poultry. And it's not beneath their dignity to bring corn in out of South America. And so I think, you know, as much as we'd like to grab on and say, okay, we've got to go higher, I think we have to be realistic about what we're looking at. But the bigger picture is the economies. And until China gets stabilized, this is going to be an everyday event that we won't know where we're at.
Anything from the livestock side we should take up at this point?
Well, you know, the livestock side is suffering also from the standpoint of just, I believe more than anything, rebalancing is what's going on there. I just talked to a guy yesterday. You know, you look at August feeders at 210. You look at September feeders at 198. He was at an auction barn yesterday where somebody paid 260 for feeders. So it's not really a good reflection of what's going on out in the real cash market. And seldom has been of late because it is a heavily invested market. In other words, we have a lot of outside money in that market. So I think there, too, what we're seeing is we're seeing some rebalancing. Guys who are saying, oh, I'm pulling in my money here. I'm going to wait to see once what happens with China. And, you know, exports are important to us when it comes to live cattle and lean hogs. And there have been quite a few television programs lately, you know, and features on how expensive beef and hogs are. In fact, I just saw one last night. And in other words, how expensive beef and pork are in the marketplace. And so those are never good things for us to have happen. But I think that in general, you know, we know we're importing more beef into the United States than we have in years and years. I mean, Australian beef coming in, I believe, if I remember right, was up 60% year over year. And it's not going to slow down. And so I think that from a production standpoint, there again, just like in grain production, you have to be very careful.
Thanks so much for taking the time. We look forward to talking with you again this afternoon, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a good one, Todd.
You too. Jackie Vanks is with Stuart Peterson. She joins us on this Wednesday morning to take a look at the marketplace. We'll be back at 2:06 this afternoon during the closing market report as well. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the central time zone. We'll have partly sunny skies today, headed to a high of 75 degrees, partly cloudy this evening, with a low of 55. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.